You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it is written for you. Believe in His promises, God can.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Please join us today for worship at 9:30 a.m. We are at a new location, the Martin County Realtors Auditorium. It is located in Wedgewood Commons Shopping Center. Address is 3204A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart. This message was taken from a message that was given on February the 13th, it's entitled, The Law of the Spirit of Life Gives Liberty. This is part three.
Just a little over a year ago, my wife and I, we were in North Carolina, and I finally agreed, realizing I had hours to live, that I would go to ER, and in ER, they would, after 3 hours, tell me that I was full of COVID pneumonia, both lungs, and that there was nothing they could do. And sent me home to die. Okay, a decision took us to the hospital, right? I mean, we made a decision. I could have just stayed in the house. Many people were calling, encouraging, you've got to do this. So we went, you know, and then they sent me home, literally to die. That was it. We can't help you. And while we were headed back up to our little place on the mountain, up to this point, there hadn't been a lot of clarity. I had peace to go to the hospital that morning, but there hadn't been a lot of direction or a lot of clarity. But at this time, immediately, my friend, the doctor, came to mind. And now I'm able to whisper. That's about all I can do. I could just kind of whisper to my wife. And I said, what do you think about calling doctor? And I'm not going to put his name on air, but what do you think about me calling him? Longtime friend, he delivered our son. And she agreed. So I made the call, and I remember just asking him, is there anything that can be done? See, what I was doing is I was questioning that the assignment of death that was plaguing me, I was questioning whether this was God's timing, sunshine. Is there anything else that can be done? And honey, you heard the doctor. I'm barely able to whisper on the phone. And his answer was, absolutely. She heard it. It wasn't on speakerphone. She hears the doctor, absolutely. And it wasn't by accident. My wife had already met someone that had found a family pharmacy that was willing to work with people to administer life instead of to death. She already had the phone number. The doctor said, I just need a phone number. And within, what, an hour, 2 hours, I had taken a prescription. Actually, we had vitamins and other things, three prescriptions I had. And that ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak and the other things, it was a decision. You see, we challenged the circumstances with questions. I believe the church needs to challenge some circumstances with questions today and not just accept whatever we're told. And so we had an option. Even my wife, as she's standing at the counter, the pharmacist, the doctor said, "This is amazing. I called. I got through immediately. They said they'll be ready to pick up very shortly. You can go directly in." It was all God. It was all God's timing. Now, I could have just stayed home and died. Or I could have been admitted and put on a ventilator and died. But it wasn't God's timing for me to die. And we challenged the attack of the devil. I want to encourage you to utilize your relationship with God as a godly person to challenge the attacks of the enemy against you. When Sunshine stood up and said, "A year ago, I was diagnosed and I was not able to drive, but God has been giving me healing. I have not lost ground. I'm back driving again." What she was saying is, I did not accept the diagnosis as my future identity. And here Sunshine is today, not worse off a year older. Well, aren't you a year older, Sunshine? Yes, but not worse off a year later. But she is stable and back to driving because she refused to receive the word that was placed on her. So what I'm saying is, you may be told all kinds of things in these days. Let me tell you, there are a lot of people that I love that have died, and my heart has gone out to them. And I have to tell you that I'm a whole lot angry at the devil, because I've seen the devil come into the church. And the devil has come in and said, "I'll take you, and I'll take you, and I'll take you, and I'll pick you, and I'll take you." And some churches have had many of their people die that's been pulled out during this season. To God be the glory. Every one of our people, other than Papa, that had already been on extended length of life beyond his years, other than Papa in his what, 90s? 90 what? 95, I believe Jesus took Papa. I believe it was Papa's time to go home. But other than Papa, every one of our families, most of us have had COVID. Many of us have had it seriously. My neighbor, a Church of God pastor, 60 days in the hospital. God raised him up when his wife said, "Is there anything else we can do?" What I'm saying is this morning, before we charge God with the responsibility, let me tell you, God is not the death giver. He is the life giver. Let me tell you that when John 10:10 says, "The thief has come but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly." That God is the life giver. And let me tell you something. People have been calling us. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of people that are alive today on the Treasure Coast of Florida because what God did for me, I blabbermouth. And I told people, you don't have to die. There's solutions to some of these things. And I believe we should recognize that God's given us some wisdom. Okay, I want to close. Have you heard of Esther in the Bible? You heard of Esther? Queen Esther? The story of Esther. Can I just share one thing and then we're going to close this morning? In the book of Esther, the entire nation of Israel is under a strategy of the devil to destroy them all. And there's a Mordecai and there's an Esther, right? And Esther is put in a place as the queen to have certain position and recognition and access to the king. So, chapter 7 of Esther, She is going to make herself available as the instrument that pleads the case. Actually, it's chapter 4, I'm sorry. I was looking at the second part here, but we'll just look at chapter 4. Esther is going to stick her neck out on behalf of her people and her nation. Mordecai says to her in chapter 4:13, Esther, don't think for a moment that you will escape there in the palace when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance for the Jews will arise from some other place. But you and your relatives will what? Die. What's Mordecai saying? Mordecai's saying, you know what? The devil has a plan in place that he thinks is a locked deal. It's a done deal. And then he says, what's more, who can say but that you have been elevated to the palace for such a time as this? And then I want to close with this thought and this sort of entry to this whole thing of the law of liberty of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, go gather all the Jews of Susa to fast for me. Fasting is spiritual breakthrough. What is she saying? I want all of my people to seek God and ask God for a miracle. This is what we as godly people do with every sickness and every condition and every condition in life, right? We seek God first. This is what the Word says. Any sick amongst you, let them call for the elders of the church to anoint them with oil, lay hands on them in the prayer and faith, right? That's James chapter 5. Go and gather all the Jews, fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, 3 nights. My maids and I will do the same thing. Now I want you to say this. She put the spiritual request first. Just say that with me. She put the spiritual request first. And we should too. We should seek God first. Seek God first. Giving you two principles. Seek God first and seek God second and third. Absolutely. We seek God. We seek God. We seek God. But then there's another thing she does. Not only is she going to pray and fast, but she is going to exercise faith on her prayer. She said, and then, first we seek God, and then, while we're seeking God, and then, though it is against the law, I will go see the king. And if I must die, I'm willing to die. What is she saying? First of all, she seeks God. Secondly, she acts upon her prayer. She acts upon it. And she says, it's against the law. I might die. I could die. But I might live. I've sought God first. And now I'm going to do all that I know to do. All that I know to do. These two points, seek God first, and then I do all that I know to do, are the two points that are given to us in the book of Ephesians in regards to putting on the armor of God. Calls us warriors. You're at war. You're up against a real enemy. You're fighting. There's demonic forces and strongholds. And so you're a warrior. So put on that helmet, you know, put on the breastplate, you know, have your feet shod. Carry the sword, carry the shield of faith. Stand in all the knowledge of the Word of God. Do all of that. Seek God first. Make sure you're fully clothed with the Word of God. And you know what it says. And then you act upon it. You say, well, where does it say that? Then it says, and having done all to stand, stand ye therefore. Esther said, we're going to seek God first for 3 days. I want the whole nation to fast and pray with me. We're going to seek God first. We're going to seek God. We're going to seek God. But then I am going to do everything that's possible within my realm of ability to exercise my faith and trust in God. And if I die, if I perish, I perish. But, this would be one who says to God, I seek you first, second, third, fourth. I'm going to act upon everything I know and I understand. And I am committing my whole life with whole participation into the hand of God. Father, I thank you for your word this morning that not only could an Esther say, I'm going to fast and pray and commit this to God and commit my life and my nation to God. I'm going to seek God first, but I can say that. We can say that. We can exercise our faith in that way. And probably many in this room have had attacks and words and conditions and situations against them, their family, their children, wherein we've cried out to God. And Father, the Word of God makes it clear that this is the avenue through which we as godly people are to respond. We're to seek God first, and we are to trust you completely and totally and not judge you and not condemn you and not charge God with trying to destroy us. But to know that the Word says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And Father, we can trust God, yes, we can seek Him first, we can trust Him completely. And then, Father, with all of the wisdom and the resources that you've given us as godly men and women, may we have guidance of the Holy Spirit to put our faith into 100% top drawer, right on the front line, activity to where we do not give place to fear, to doubt, and unbelief, but we trust in God completely with our lives. In Jesus' name. Ushers, come forward. Let's share the communion elements. You're already doing it. That's awesome. Thank you. We're going to break bread together. Our communion is open. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, He's Lord of your life, then you're welcome to break bread with us. Because it's the Lord's table. It's not this church's table. So I want to welcome you as a child of God this morning to understand that God so loved the world that if you were the only person living, He would have given His life for you. If you question how great that love is, maybe just for a moment you could sit and meditate and maybe look over your life and realize and understand that the enemy intended on many occasions to shorten your life or to take your life, destroy your life, or hinder your life. The enemy would love for you to have become angry, bitter. He would love for you to have become depressed. The enemy would have loved for you to never made it to this day. But if you look over your life, I trust that you, as I can, see the hand of God who has lovingly and gently and sometimes strongly and maybe sternly, but guided and directed and corrected and brought us to this day where I recognize that Jesus loves even me. And He loves you. I trust that everyone who hears this message will hear and understand. And I trust that you'll understand that I'm not desiring today to attack anyone who would make any statement, but I'm simply committed to attacking the lie of the devil, that as Christians we have to roll over and let the devil trump on us, when God, you've given us faith and you've given us victory and you've given us your word and you've given us authority and you've given us power and you've given us a sound mind. You did not give us a spirit of fear. So, Father, this morning we will stand and we will declare your word over the Riley family that COVID has no authority over them. They will be completely delivered and set free. Thank you, Lord. COVID had no authority over Joyce, that she is free in the name of Jesus. Father, we could talk about heart disease. We could talk about all kinds of different conditions. We could talk about cancer. We could talk about hangnails. We could talk about whatever. But whatever we could talk about, every disease must bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Every demon must bow its knee to the authority in the name of Jesus. So, Father, may your anointing fill your people like a fresh breath of wind from heaven. May the glory of the Lord be upon your people today. May your people be may they be strengthened in the mighty name of the Lord. And may we be released as the mighty army that is a victorious army, an end time army, an Omega force. Pentecost was the Alpha force. The latter rain is the Omega force. You are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord. From the beginning to the end, you have all power and all authority. But Lord, you've called us and allowed us to live in the last day. So in the last day, in this Omega moment, you have anointed us to be warriors who are equipped with the Word of God. And Father, we will speak life to the dead bones in our nation, just like the prophet was called to do. We will not just look at our nation and say, boy, it's a shame they're gone. It's a shame there's no hope. It's a shame the church is this or my family is that. No, we will not say that. We will say that greater is He that is in us, we warriors, than he that is in the world. And God, you have anointed us and you've appointed us for this day and this hour, and we will be your living representatives that publicly declare and show forth the glory of God to the principalities and powers and rulers in high places. That the Spirit of the law of life and liberty has made us free from the law of sin and death. And He that has begun a good work in us is faithful to complete it. And so we are not of those that turn away, but we are of those that will march forward, and we will, by the grace of God, have an answer ready for every man and every woman. We will not make excuses. We will call death and hell and the grave and Satan what it is, and we will not yield our members to be tromped upon by the enemy, when Father, you've given us authority to fight the enemy by faith and by every wholesome activity you've given us. And Father, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord, and we're not going to limp and we're not going to gimp our way into the kingdom. We are not going to crawl in. We're not going to barely make it in. It's not going to be by the skin of our teeth. We're going to go into glory shouting and praising God. And there's no demon that's going to take us out. We're children of the Most High God. And we will not charge God with sickness, disease, or infirmity. We will charge God with the goodness of the Father. For you're a good, good God. And we'll declare that our God is the one who gives us life and health and victory. Victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Praise God. A time came last Sunday when I had to sit down because I couldn't tell if it was a combination of just, you know, having stood a little while. And then I realized it was much more than that. It was the presence of God. You may say, Pastor, well, you know, if you believe all this stuff, if you believe all this stuff, then why didn't you get it instantaneously? Well, let me tell you, the battle's not over, but the victory is won. The battle isn't over, but the victory is won. I'm a warrior. I understand if you're front line, you take shots. If you're back in the back, maybe you're blessed by some of the coverage of others. But if you're front line, you're going to take shots. And let me tell you, when Jesus laid down His life for me on the cross, He didn't give a little bit of it. He gave all of it. And so the least that I can do is to say today, God, You are not finished with me yet. And if you're alive, you should be able to say that. God, You're not finished with me yet. And whatever I face, however I feel, whatever's going on around me does not change the fact that in my God, I am healed. I am strong. I am healthy. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I'm on assignment. And when I'm on assignment, every demon in hell cannot take me out. I am here on the Father's commission. I am here on the Father's mission, and I will not sit down. I will not hide. I will not back down. I will be bold. I will be loud. I will stand up for who You are in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Tokore Beda. David said it like this. He said, a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Sometimes just being in the court. Enter your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise. I'll be thankful unto You. I will bless Your name. Been many days when I've said, Father, I'll be happy to be a doorkeeper. I'll be happy to greet at the door. I'll be happy to serve in the foot washing department. God, I just want to be in Your courts, and I want to be in Your presence, and I want to experience, I want to see. I want my sons and my daughters. I want my city. I want my nation. I want my generation to know that there is a God in heaven that rules and reigns above all others. So, Father, just for a moment, we're just going to thank You. We're going to thank You that though the enemy has strategized and planned and has thrown his greatest weapons against us, that we are here. You've protected us. You've provided for us, Lord. And we give You praise.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are Christ, the Son of the living God, that You died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stewart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.